Are you a workaholic? There's a big distinction between working hard and being a workaholic. Working hard involves being organized, focused, getting a lot of work done, knowing when to stop, and having a life other than work. Workaholics, on the other hand, are often disorganized, always find reasons for working more, feel lost without work to do, hide from problems through work, don't know how or when to relax, bring work home from the office, can't communicate well with fellow workers and family members, and have unbalanced one-dimensional lives. Workaholics, like those who are constantly drunk, suffer from a controlling habit, usually defined as compelling behaviour despite negative consequences. They are sometimes pushed into their habit by their work beliefs, by workaholic role models, and by a work system that automatically sanctions workaholism. Despite lip service to the contrary, a balanced employee is a productive employee. Most employers want loyal employees who work longer hours, rewarding them with higher pay and better benefits. In many companies, workers unwilling to burn the midnight oil are at risk. Certainly, they hazard their jobs by working normal hours. Americans tend to become trapped in a working and spending consumption mode driven by merchants, which leads them to rack up their expectations. According to some psychology counsellors, workaholism can be both good and bad for us. It can fuel a sense of self-worth and accomplishment, and we get paid for it and praised for it, which produces good feelings we may not necessarily be able to attain in other parts of our lives. Workaholism is a problem that has been evident since the Stone Age, whenever people have sought to escape other parts of their lives through work. Our parents and grandparents worked very hard, but theirs was more of physical work. Ours has more stress in it, especially in these days of rising competition and shrinking companies. The companies are getting smaller and smaller because of bleak economic conditions, and employees fear for their jobs, so they work longer hours. We seem to be more in the fast lane than ever before. Psychology counsellors have noticed three types of workaholics. People with high energy that needs discharging. Very competitive people who have a strong need to prove themselves and tie their self-worth to their work. People who use work to escape from something, such as grief, frustration, or guilt. They keep themselves so busy that they have no time or energy to deal with their real problems. These three types generally have the same traits. They can't stand not being active. They find it hard to go on vacation. They're more comfortable being with fellow workers than with family and friends. They equate self-worth and success with hard work. They'd rather be at work than elsewhere or doing anything else.